The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Riz Nation? It's Dave. It's Sam.
Yo.
This is Hoop Ball Grizz. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome.
Sam, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing all right. Actually, I'm doing pretty good because we went to the game today.
Yep. Had a great time. Sam had some good luck.
Good luck.
With autographs. He's a big Brogdon fan, if you didn't notice that from the last show.
Mm-hmm.
We love the Grizzlies, but we are basketball fans in general. We can watch any two teams play. And Sam was lucky enough to get an autograph from Brogdon tonight.
He's a really nice dude, actually.
And so that's pretty cool. It's always fun whenever you go to a game and you get the autograph that you're searching for. The final score of tonight's game, Indiana Pacers 117, Memphis Grizzlies 104. And I feel like this is kind of a broken record.
Bingo.
There are a lot of positives
mm-hmm.
coming out of tonight's game. And that's, you have to look for the little victories in a season like this when you're taking so many lumps. As a fan, you have to sit back and be like, okay, I have to look at the growth, look at the improvement, pick up on the positives of each game, and just not expect a ton of wins. Enjoy the wins, celebrate the wins, love them. You're just not going to see many of them.
Journey for 35. That's the goal.
The positives from tonight's game, we'll start with Jaren Jackson Jr. He did not have a great game against Minnesota. He was in foul trouble early and put up a crap stat line last night. He had
junk.
12 points and
trash,
just,
actually.
He really didn't put up good numbers. He bounced back very well tonight, put out 31 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. 53% from the field, 9 for 9 from the free throw line. Great bounce back game. Just want a little more consistency out of him. And I feel like you want, from a young team, consistency is going to be something that is, the only thing consistent about it is going to be consistently inconsistent until they grow. And so that's part of the growing pains. Another bright light from tonight, and he played well in the T-Wolves game, De'Anthony Melton, he is clearly earning himself some playing time.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about him?
He looked good.
He did.
He looked good last night, and he looked great today. He almost had a double-double today. He almost had a triple-double last night. So.
Yeah, he was knocking on the door of a triple-double in Minnesota last night. He had 9 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds. Just that close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a play here or there, a bounce here or there, and he's hanging a triple-double on the Timberwolves. Tonight, Melton, 16 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. There's always little things that don't show up on the stat sheet, and he was hustling.
Mm.
He was down in the mud, on the floor, diving after
getting
balls,
dirty.
Doing work. He was rebounding really well. He was in there bumping. The Indiana Pacers have a couple pretty good bigs.
They got
and,
the two towers out there, man.
Sabonis and Miles Turner. Those guys, they're beasts. De'Anthony Melton, he didn't care. He's in there bumping, getting rebounds with them, pulling them down. I was loving it. He played. Grayson Allen has struggled. De'Anthony Melton played very well in the Timberwolves game. He repeated it tonight against the Pacers. I keep forgetting who they played tonight, even though I was at the game. I don't know why. It's my first day.
He's been drinking. Not really.
I did not drink.
He's
that
on
did
drugs.
Not happen. So
drinking and driving.
Grayson Allen, I'll go back to that. He has struggled, played extremely well in the summer league. That carried over into the preseason. Started off, okay in the regular season, hit his injury, hasn't bounced back from that. He's not played well at all. These two games from De'Anthony Melton, as much as I like Grayson Allen, you have to give him more playing time.
Mm.
You have to. He is playing too well to not be on the floor. And DeAnthony Melton is a fantastic defender. Fantastic. I can't wait to watch him mature. I hope that he stays in Memphis for a while. I think that he's going to turn into a good NBA player. I'll stop singing his praises, but I hope that I get to do that more frequently. He definitely deserves more time on the court. Solo had a big game tonight. He picked up the start with all the injuries. I'll go over the injuries real quick before I give you Solo's stat line. We had JV was out with some sort of illness. I haven't really there's no release of exactly what's going on with him, but he didn't even go to the arena in Minnesota last night. He stayed at the hotel, and I didn't see him at the forum tonight.
He wasn't. I looked. I was going to go talk to him, but he wasn't there.
I'm 99% sure that he didn't show up at the forum tonight either. So don't know if it's the flu. No telling. You know, there's no release. It just says illness for him. If it's something viral, you know, it could be 3 to 5 days. It takes your body. You got to push fluids and let your body run the route. If it's something bacterial, they'll give him antibiotics and he'll get better.
Basically, just long enough for me to lose fantasy this week.
Hey, that's the goal. I'm going to tell the doctors not to give him the medicine so Sam can take an L in fantasy this
week. I've taken plenty. I need some W's now. I've got one dub and like five L's. It's awful. Thanks, Jonas.
Yeah.
It's really not your fault.
We'll find out. The next game is Wednesday in Chicago.
The Bulls.
So that's a couple days away. That'll give Jonas, if it is indeed something viral, by day four, he may be feeling well enough that he can go against the Bulls. If not, there's four games this week. I'm sure he's going to be back for the end of the week. We'll find out. You know, it's just the great thing about his missing right now is it's just an illness. It's not a physical. It's not a knee or a thumb or a back or anything like that. He's just sick.
Yep.
So we all get sick. He'll bounce back from that 100%. Ja Morant was out again tonight with the back spasms listed week to week. Not really sure when we're going to see Ja back. Back spasms, they can just be an absolute nightmare.
Yep.
Brandon Clark, he left the game in Minnesota visibly holding his right hip. Don't know how long he's going to be out from that, but hopefully we get him back soon. This is where I'm at with the injuries. The guys like Ja and Brandon, and we have Slo-Mo. Slo-Mo's, he's missing. He's having some problem with his heel. Don't rush those guys back. The Grizzlies are not competing for a playoff spot this year. It's not going to happen. So don't rush them. Let these guys be 100% when they come back. If we lose some close games because we don't have our big guys out there, that two of the top three scorers missing, we lose some games. It puts us in better position for the draft lottery. If we are outside of, if the pick for the Grizzlies falls out of the top six, outside of the top six in the draft, it goes to Boston anyway. Let's finish in the bottom four. If we're going to tank, let's tank it right. Totally kidding. But in all seriousness, don't rush these guys. Let them heal. Make sure they're 100%. And I honest to goodness think that's why Grayson was out so long with the ankle injury. He was out warming up a couple games before he ever came back.
I remember that.
Let it be. Let those guys heal up, recover. We'll be ready for next year.
That's absolutely.
That's kind of where I'm at with it. I'd rather see him be healthy. Otto Porter has a hip issue. It's been a reoccurring problem throughout his career. This thing with Brandon, let him heal. Don't rush him back. I do not want to see this thing with Brandon turn into Otto misses a little bit of time each year because of his hip.
He misses like half the season now almost.
Well, he's missed quite a bit early in the year this year, but, you know, I don't want them to rush back. I want to see guys fully healed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any lingering effects from injuries, especially in a season when you're not competing. If it's something where we needed these guys because the Grizzlies are making a playoff push, get them back out there. But right now, nah, don't do it. Take the time, get them healthy. So now we'll go back to Solo's stat line. He blew up tonight. Solo drew the start because of all of the people that were out. He had 22 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. Just
shot 9 for 14.
Yeah, out there doing work. And he's played well off the bench for the Grizzlies this year. And I'm glad I would think is going to be a trade deadline piece that they'll be looking to move. So as long as he's out there producing, this is looking really, really good for the Grizzlies in the fact that he's going to be driving up his value. Maybe we get a second-round pick. He keeps producing really well. Maybe you sneak something else out of that. If we get a first-round pick, if the Grizzlies get a first-round pick from a contending team, a first-round pick is a first-round pick. Even at the end of the first round, there's still a lot of talent out there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talent in the second round. So that's why I don't have an issue with a second-round pick even. Good night from Solo tonight. I was glad to see him kind of step it up. When you have JV and Ja and Kyle, Brandon, when you have all of those guys out, you need other guys to step it up. So good for him. Dylan had another solid performance tonight.
Dylan.
19-7-2 and a steal. I talked about consistency from him on the last show. Something I still want to see. This is not a popcorn number game for Dylan. I would like to see Dylan right in this range. I don't think he's going to be a 20-point-a-night guy in the NBA. If he does, so be it. That's even better. But I think 15 to 18 is a realistic expectation from Dylan Brooks. The biggest thing from him that impresses me this year is his defense.
Defense, defense, defense.
He's playing defense like a madman. He fouled out of this game late in the fourth quarter. Don't think it's back-to-back games that he's fouled out of. I don't think fouling is going to be an issue for Dylan. But I like the fact that he doesn't care what name is on the back of that jersey. He's in your face. He's playing it hard every single time. I said it before, I say it again. I think at some point Dylan is going to be a first-team all-defensive guy. He's not at that point yet. Still got some learning to do, but he's definitely putting in the work, and you can see it out there on the floor. Tyus Jones struggled tonight. Sam, you got his numbers over there. What did Tyus do tonight?
He played 30 minutes. He had 2 points. He had 2 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 block, and he shot 1 from 6 from the field.
That seems to be an issue with him. Mm-hmm. He's not shooting the ball very well at all this year. He, going into tonight's game, he was shooting around 38% from the field. Probably didn't make a huge difference with the 6 shots tonight. But over his last 5 games, he's only shooting 33% from the field. And don't get me wrong, I'm not expecting Tyus Jones to go out and be a 12 to 15 point or a 20 point scorer guy. But the Grizzlies need him to make baskets. His assist numbers have been there. His assist numbers all year long. How many assists is he averaging, Sam?
4.8.
So he's averaging 5 assists a game as a backup point guard, and that's pretty good numbers. On the assist, you need more consistency, and that seemed, you know, I talked about broken record early, but consistency is a word that you hear a lot. Tyus Jones, 33% over the last 5 games from the field, got to step it up. His floater game is pretty solid. He usually knocks down the floaters. He missed a couple tonight. But I want to see him start knocking down more shots. And that's another – De'Anthony Melton has played point guard some. When he was getting minutes in the trash time, De'Anthony Melton was playing point guard. Tyus is affecting the game. You know, he's making good passes. He's passing guys open. And that's great. But sometimes you need him to score. Sometimes the defense will drop back off of him and give him that 10 to 12 foot floater because he's not knocking it down. Grizzlies need him to make it. So want to see Tyus step it up from the field, most definitely.
Another cool thing about Tyus is he's got one of the coolest things when he makes a basket. It's Belloc from Indiana Jones saying, "Jones!" It's great.
That's something I don't remember them doing that at all.
They didn't do that last year.
So they, it's not everybody, but certain guys.
Tyus. They need to do something for Jonas, but they don't have one for him.
Dylan, they have one for.
Dylan. I don't know what movie that's from, but that's one.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Do they have one for Jaren Jackson Jr.?
I don't think so. It may just be those, like, Tyus, Ja, and Dylan.
Yeah.
But it's just a little extra. You know, the announcer will be like, Tyus Jones with the basket, and then you get the
Jones!
And then the you know, Dylan will make a shot, and you'll get Dylan. It's just great. It's good stuff.
First time they did that was the Timberwolves game that we went to. It was awesome.
Something that adds a little bit to the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Little funny things that kind of keep your attention. Again, you know, the Grizzlies fall short tonight. It's part of the thing. It's part of what's going to be a reoccurring theme this season. Just got to look for the growth. If you're a Grizzlies fan, you're watching the game, don't get frustrated. Don't beat these guys up. There's some times that I kind of get on that boat. The wing scoring has been not great so far this year. Dylan's had back-to-back pretty solid games. I hope to see that continue. And I really hope that D'Anthony Melton starts seeing the floor more. Obviously, with Ja Morant out, he's going to get plenty of playing time. But even when Ja comes back, I hope that they continue to put D'Anthony Melton out there, because he may be the answer to the struggles that they were having on the wing. We'll see. You know, it's we're not the coach. We don't get to make the call. We just got to sit back and watch them. So far this year, Coach Jenkins has made some pretty good decisions. I am ready to watch him as a coach grow and this team grow and continue rooting for him, getting the exciting stuff out there, just enjoying the game for sure.
Yep.
Gonna bring up the hoopball.com newsletter again.
Uh-oh.
It dropped today.
It did.
I had an entrance exam that I'd take for school today. Got out of my entrance exam, pop open my email, because they email you your test results, and she said sometimes you get it back immediately. First email in there, the Bruise Letter. I fired up my car. I sat out there in the parking lot of the school, and I read the Bruise Letter before I'd done anything else. Guys, it's super easy to sign up for. You go to the website, hoop-ball.com. You put in your email address. Boom, done. You're signed up for the newsletter. It costs you nothing. A little bit of time. A lot of great information from Aaron Bruschi. He's the leader over here at hoopball.com. Great stuff. Great free information. You will not be disappointed. Go check it out. Sign up. Hoop-ball.com. Free newsletter. You missed this week's. Get signed up in time. Get next week's. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at DWill2111. The show is at HoopballGrizz. Sam.
Be like Nike and just do it.
I was wondering what your Twitter is. But before your Twitter, Sam, mm-hmm. I told you every episode we need a JV.
Uh-oh.
Fun fact of the day. He didn't play tonight.
He didn't. That's the fun fact. He didn't play. This is the first time I've gone to a game and he hadn't been there. I know.
Wrong answer.
I have one.
Not taking it.
I'm on it. I have one.
All right, let's get it. JV fun fact of the day.
I saw this one. I was like, do I use this? So I was like, you know, this is kind of funny. Because, you know, Ron Artest changed his name to Metal World Peace. And then he changed it to something else like Panda Friend or something. What, didn't he?
I have no idea.
I don't know. It was something like that. Well, anyway, if Jonas Valanciunas was to change his name like Ron Artest, it would be Wolf's Friend. Don't know why, but I figured that's a good one.
So somebody asked him the question,
yes.
If you were to change your name.
It was in an interview, so I was like, I'm going to take that down.
And he would be Wolf Friend.
Wolf's Friend.
I got nothing.
I ain't got nothing on that either, but I'm like, that's interesting. That's definitely out there. Good to know, Jonas, or Wolf's Friend.
Yeah. So, again, I'm at Twitter, DWill2111 on Twitter. This show is at HoopballGrizz. Sam, drop it. What you got?
It is on Twitter. This is me. It is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B1118.
All right, that's all we got for tonight, guys. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz.
Jaeger.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.